Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we continue this series in Springfield with the Cardinals. I'm joined by Mr. Rick Short, the field coordinator of the Arizona Diamondbacks, filling in for hitting coach Ty Wright this week. And Rick, thanks for the time. I just want to generally ask you, obviously you do affiliate visits all the time in your normal job. Anything different about how you approach this when you're actually filling in for a hitting coach?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's more game preparation as far as scouting reports, getting ready for the starting pitcher, maybe what the bullpen has. But yeah, it's, you know, generally speaking, like as a field coordinator, your mind's kind of in a lot of different lanes. But when you come in and you fill in for the hitting coach, you're kind of back into the one lane and really focused on the offense and what we're going to do tonight against the starter.
When you do a visit as the field coordinator, what are some boxes that you're trying to check when you're in town?
Mostly just like supporting the staff. You know, usually our staff has everything on lockdown. Everything's running right. All the work's getting in. But just, you know, paying attention to the details, you know, like maybe the bunting or the running game, you know, holding runners as a pitching staff. And, you know, just making sure those little nuances of the game are getting addressed. And our staff has done a pretty good job with that.
I got to ask you about Manny Pena because you've seen him over the last few years. What, in your eyes, has allowed him specifically to have the type of year that he's having this year compared to past years?
Yeah, he's on a different planet right now, and it's really fun to watch. You know, he's growing as a hitter. Obviously, he's got the power. He's very dangerous in the box, but, you know, yeah, just take yesterday's game, for example. He had a couple of two-strike backside hits. He's not uncomfortable facing left-handed pitching, which is a big improvement for him. So, you know, he's just clicking on all cylinders right now, and it's really, really fun to watch.
No doubt about that. And he's also 22, which is crazy as well. I want to talk about some of the other youngsters on the infield because we've got the trio of 21-year-olds now, Luis, Terrine, and now Crisantes. What have they shown you at this AA level that a lot of people consider the weed-out level of minor league baseball?
Well, I'll start with Hansel Luis. For me, you know, just growing his approach at the plate. You know, obviously a switch hitter. There's been some chase in the past, but, you know, it'll still show up from time to time, but his ability to dial it in and get back to his plan quicker is probably the biggest adjustment that I've seen. Terrine's still growing offensively. We know what he can do on defense. So, you know, just continuing to improve and, you know, dial in his plan is a priority for him. And Crisantes is he's kind of, I'd call him a natural hitter. He knows where the barrel's at. Continuing to work on defense in the middle of the field. And, you know, all three of them should have a bright future.
No doubt about that. This team, 10 games to go in the first half, 4.5 back. So obviously, you know, got to control what you can control. But in your view, as somebody who a lot of times is viewing this team from a more zoomed out level, now you're seeing them a little bit more zoomed in this week. What do you think this team needs to improve upon to give themselves the best chance to win the first half?
Continuing to grow as an offense. You know, I think we showed yesterday that we have the ability to end games as an offensive unit. You know, there's going to be nights where, you know, we're going to lean on the pitching staff, we're going to lean on the starter, and then maybe the bullpen to come in and lock it down. But, you know, the message to the guys yesterday was, you know, we can finish games as an offensive unit, and they certainly did it yesterday. I think, you know, speaking on the pitching staff, I think there's been some games that we've probably given away that they want back, but, you know, that's going to happen from time to time throughout the course of a season, and being able to rally and come back the next day strong is a key.
Daniel Egan goes tonight. He's the top-ranked pitching prospect on this team. And it was a rough April, but I think he's made a lot of great mid-season adjustments to get himself to where he is today. What would you say he's done to improve from opening day to today?
I think the slider has gotten better. You know, he's always had the curveball. He can spin it for sure. The fastball at the high A level overpowered guys. I think when you get to the double A level, you know, you're facing more advanced hitters. So adding that third pitch with the slider, and it kind of protects the heater a little bit. And then he can always spin the big breaking ball too. So he's got weapons. He's learning how to use them. And I think that's probably the biggest jump for him.
Last one for you. It's obviously a long 138 game double A season. These guys spend every single day together, the staff as well. What do you think Javier Colina does to create an environment that people want to be at every day?
Holds people accountable. I think at the end of the day, you know, even if you have to be hard on a player, I think the players want that. And Coley does a great job with that. He doesn't let anything slide. He runs the day. The structure of the day is what it's supposed to look like. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, players want to be coached, and he does it.
Rick, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, you got it.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.